This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Ministry clarifies Prime Minister Balinder Saj's remarks on Nepal India border were related to encroachment of no man's land and cross-border occupation. Says both countries remain committed to resolving border issues through dialogue. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamithani leaves for India today at the invitation of BJP, scheduled to hold high-level political and diplomatic meetings in New Delhi. An explosion kills at least 46 people in Myanmar's Shan State. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has clarified that Prime Minister Balinder Saj's remarks in Parliament regarding the Nepal-India border were related to encroachment of no man's land and cross-border occupation. Responding to media queries, the ministry spokesperson said the adoption of the fixed boundary principle in riverine areas has led to situations of cross-border occupation, where citizens of one country are found farming or residing on land that technically falls within the territory of the other. The ministry stated that border-related mechanisms and technical teams from both Nepal and India are actively collecting data on cross-border occupation, encroachment of no man's land, and maintenance of border pillars in areas surveyed earlier. It added that a long-pending technical committee is now active and working jointly along the border to update records and verify findings. The Foreign Affairs Ministry said the Prime Minister's remarks were based on findings of the Technical Committee's study on border management and cross-border occupation. The statement also recalled Nepal's diplomatic note on India's operation of the Kailas Mansarovar pilgrimage route through the Lipulekh area. It noted that India had responded through diplomatic channels. The Ministry added that both countries remain committed to resolving border issues through dialogue. It further reiterated that under the Treaty of Sugauli in 1816, border areas including Kalapani, Lipulekh, Limpiadhur and Sustar are yet to be fully demarcated, along with issues of cross-border occupation rather in other locations. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamithani has left for India this afternoon on a five-day visit at the invitation of Bharatiya Janata Party BJP President Nitin Naveen. According to a press statement issued by the party, Lamithani will be in India from today to the 5th of June and will hold high-level political and diplomatic meetings in New Delhi. He is also scheduled to meet BJP leadership, interact with the Nepali community in India, and visit Ayodhya during the visit. The delegation includes RSP Joint General Secretary and Member of Parliament Bipin Kumar Acharya, Secretary Member and MP Deepak Bohra, Nitika Podel, and Pradeep Acharya. The Nepali Embassy in New Delhi will coordinate the official engagements. RSP spokesperson Manish Jha said the visit is expected to help strengthen Nepal-India relations and enhance the dialogue between political parties of the two countries. A committee formed by the Home Ministry has arrived in Simcoe to investigate the border dispute between Humla and Bajra districts and the clash that followed in the Lampata area. The team led by SSP Bimal Raj Podal will gather facts and consult local residents, elected representatives, political leaders and civil society members before submitting a report to the ministry. The dispute, which led to clashes between residents, reportedly began after plans were launched to construct a police outpost in Lampata. Four people were injured in the incident and later airlifted for treatment. The government formed the committee on the 25th of May to study the dispute and recommend solutions. Two people, including a six-year-old girl, died after falling from cliffs in separate incidents in Badi Malika municipality of Bajra district yesterday. The deceased have been identified as 60-year-old man Bahadur Dani of Badimalika 1 and 6-year-old Jasona Khadka Badimalika 6, according to the district police office Bajra. Police said both victims fell from cliffs while collecting fodder in nearby forests. Investigations into the incidents are underway. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 46 people have been killed and dozens injured in a powerful explosion in Kong Tat village of Myanmar's San State near the Chinese border. According to the BBC, the victims include 6 children, among them 1-year-old toddler. The blast also damaged around 200 homes in Kong Tat and another 100 houses in the nearby village of Pan Lone. The area is controlled by the Tang National Liberation Army, TNLA, an ethnic armed group fighting Myanmar's military government. The TNLA said explosions. Pardon me, please listen it again. The TNLA said explosives used for mining and quarrying accidentally detonated, causing the explosion. Rescue efforts are ongoing, while authorities continue to assess the full extent of the damage. Footage from the scene showed a large crater, destroyed buildings and widespread devastation. The Israeli military says it has captured the strategic Beaufort Castle in southern Lebanon, marking what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described as a decisive shift in operations against Hezbollah. According to the BBC, Israeli ground forces have reportedly advanced deeper into Lebanese territory beyond the Litani River, while the military has issued fresh evacuations warnings covering a wider area of southern Lebanon. Lebanese Prime Minister has accused Israel of carrying out collective punishment against civilians. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom, France and Germany have expressed concern over the latest escalation and called on both Israel and Hezbollah to hold the growing conflict. The Israeli military said operations are expanding to additional areas and warned residents to stay away from Hezbollah positions and military infrastructure. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the country. Some areas of the Himalayan region of the country are likely to witness moderate snowfall. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Ministry clarifies Prime Minister Balinder Shah's remarks on Nepal-India border were related to encroachment of no man's land and cross-border occupation. Since both countries remain committed to resolving border issues through dialogue. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamitsane leaves for India today at the invitation of BJP, scheduled to hold high-level political and diplomatic meetings in New Delhi. And explosion kills at least 46 people in Myanmar's Shan State. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.